Final whistle, it's all over, and Donegal suffered defeat, the second of the year. It's Monaghan that take victory on a final scoreline of 15 points to 2-7. Monaghan taking the win. They finish runners-up in the group to Down, but their score difference is not good enough to send them through to the semi-finals of the competition. Martin's just going to do the maths on the rest of the other game, which is on tonight. It should be over at this stage. That's Tyrone against Derry. We'll wrap it up for
Armagh
you.
Armagh plus seven, Oisín. Yeah. So it looks like if the other game doesn't end in a draw, Armagh look like they're going through, okay, along with the three winners.
Okay, we'll confirm that in just a second. I'll tell you the story of the match here tonight in Ballybuffet. It was an interesting first half at the break. Monaghan were leading by 9 points to 1-4. The opening score of the game was that goal by local man Joel Bradley Walsh, getting his first start in a senior Donegal jersey. But Monaghan would then hit five of the next six scores. Marty Riley, another McCool's man, getting Donegal's opening point in the 12th minute, getting the rest of the scores for Donegal in that half. Jamie Brennan, Darrell Whelan again, Joe Bradley Walsh with a point, but Michael Bannigan was the man kicking over the place balls for Monaghan, and he would hit 3 points in that opening half. Sean Jones, who went off after a knock to the head, kicked two. Stephen O'Hanlon got one, and Shane Carey, as the blood sub, got a handful of points as well. The only man to continue scoring in the second half from Monaghan from the first was that of Michael Bannigan. He scored three in the first half and he got three frees in the second half as well. It was all either frees or marks or penalties in that second half. The penalty coming for Donegal, the second goal, Luke McGlynn, he struck it well. It was a brilliant run and a brilliant build-up for Donegal, probably the best passage of play in the game, which resulted in Conor O'Donnell's effort being saved and going over the bar for a point. But the referee tonight, Conor Dineen from County Cavan, straight away said penalty, and it was Luke McGlynn, the new boy to the senior circuit, taking on one of the veterans in Rory Began in goals for Monaghan. And it was coolness from the young Glenn Finn man on what was just the second game at senior level, getting a second start. He drilled it low to the keeper's right. Began couldn't get his hands out. Remember now, he's a big frame, so McGlynn had to place that well, which he did, into the back of the net. That was Donegal's second goal, and it levelled up the game at 2-5 to 11 points. But as we went to the closing 10 minutes, those six further scores to come. Four of them came from Monaghan, two from Donegal. One of those was from Conor O'Donnell. Johnny McGrady got a second in that period as well. McGrady ending the game with 2 points. But it was the scoring of Michael Bannigan which helped on the way for Monaghan to this one. In the end, they ran out winners 15 points to 2-7. A 2-point win in the end. So, Martin, how would you sum up that game from a Donegal point of view?
Yeah, they'd be happy enough with the performance. You know, Monaghan had more experienced players on the field, in my opinion, you know, and the first half, you know, the stage maybe didn't settle well early on. I mean, they got the goal all right early on, but then Monaghan got 3 points in a row and took over. I thought they were good performance. I mean, Kevin Mulroney didn't do anything wrong in goals, had a, you know, got the ball away and everything else. Mark Curran, he's worth looking at. John Ross Molloy, the two cornerbacks, you know, the two young lads went in there and did well, considering, you know, the whole second half. It was only freeze, a wee bit undisciplined, the freeze from all over the field. But, you know, we look at it, Dolan McGillivray handled a fair bit of ball the first half. Johnny McCurdy kicked a good score. You talked about it. I thought Darrell Beale's first half performed very good. Luke McGlynn putting away the penalty. So, you know, from everybody's point of view, but I thought, class player we have. This Conor O'Donnell's an exciting player. He's, and his own men are coming through. Hey, the Conor O'Donnell, I really, Karen Donnell, there's something about him I really like looking at him. He's an exciting player. And the other thing about him is and I like Keelan McColgan, and he got man of the match. He was the best player in the field for Jordan Gillen State, even though they're a good signing man, got up the field and kicked a late point. So it's good to see it. You know, there's players coming through and everybody, you know, getting game time. And Joe Bradley Walsh looks, you know, he still kicked a golden point the first half when he was playing there. So there's a lot of quality coming through. It's probably what we need to do from Donegal point of view, get us ready and let's get our best 15 on the field for the Kerry game. And, you know, look at the young lad, get the experienced boys in, and then get young lads in along with them. And I see Stephen O'Hanlon down there training on his own. I think he got man of the match. Stephen O'Hanlon, he had a very good first half and he caused a lot of trouble for Donegal, particularly in the first half. And he's doing a bit of training there. So I think looking at it from that point of view, Oisín, it's good with young players coming through. We didn't win a game. It'd be nice to win a match. You know, we probably lost the challenge game to Dublin and then lost the two games league. So let's get ready for first game of the league. Let's everybody get behind them. Get behind the lads. They're good young lads. They're really honoured to be wearing that jersey. You know, there are a couple of lads from your own club there and everything else in it. And it's great to see them doing that. So they're coming through. We have to give them support and everything else. And there are a lot of quality. The one thing we haven't done Donegal, I mean, I remember Jack O'Connor saying way back with Donegal, weren't going well. What's happening up there? He says, of as good a footballer as anywhere else in Ireland. We have to do that and go with that there and look forward to the Kerry game. I'm looking forward to it. I think it, you know, people Kerry will be favourites and everything else. I think we'll get some of the boys, the experienced boys, maybe back and everything else. I think we'll, looking at that game tonight, you know, put them lads in through them, so many men through them. I think we've a squad of players and everything else, and let's go for it.
Okay, let's go for it. That's what Martin McHugh says. Come the league at the end of the month. Donegal, of course, will be preparing towards that now against Kerry in the last weekend of January. Just to confirm the other scores, Cavan taking victory against Armagh. Cavan topped the section. Armagh are going to go through as best runners up to the semi-finals. In the other section, Tyrone and Derry finished 10 points apiece, a share of the spoils. Both teams finishing on 3 points, but Tyrone have a better score difference, so they top the group and go to the semi-finals. And here, it's finished in favour of Monaghan, a 2-point victory as that they defeat Donegal 15-2-7. Neither side progressing in the competition. They will be very much focused on their leagues. Thanks to Martin McHugh for joining me in the commentary position tonight. Thanks to you for listening. We're going to go and get a bit of reaction, and that will be available online on our website, henryradio.com, for you later on this evening.